This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode around the new science on the age-old question, are we alone? You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. In 2017, the New York Times broke the news about reports coming from pilots about strange objects in the sky. That story and others eventually led to the hearing in Congress and also a NASA panel to study these sightings. Here's NASA Administrator Bill Nelson at a recent briefing.
Most UAP sightings result in very limited data. That makes it even more difficult to draw scientific conclusions.
So how do you collect more and more reliable data? Alan Yu looked into that.
In 2010, commercial pilot Christian Van Aist was flying from Amsterdam to Malaga. They were cruising at 41,000 feet over Spain. It was sunset, the sky was yellow and orange. And then Christian saw something in the distance. From the cockpit, it looked like a rectangle, the size of a grain of rice. Neither he nor his co-pilot could figure out what it was.
It was probably flying at the same speed and bearing just straight ahead of us. And for 10 minutes, it didn't change any shape. We couldn't see any engines. We couldn't see any tail. It just was a really, really strange elongated shape.
He called air traffic control in Madrid. The operator directed him to the Spanish military air traffic control.
He said to us, there was no other traffic whatsoever, military or commercial, ahead of us over the entire peninsula of Spain. He also said there is no military activity whatsoever, no missiles, rockets, no balloons, no weather balloons, just absolutely nothing. So he was really surprised to hear us, and he wanted to know everything about it.
Christian is also an avid photographer. He took pictures of the flying object and put them on his website, along with a detailed description of what happened. Over the course of his career, he's seen a bunch of strange things in the skies. In some cases, he later realized that it was space debris burning up, or a rocket launch, or a satellite. But there are a few things that he still has not been able to explain.
So whenever we see something, we're constantly judging it from the perspective of flight safety. If I see one of these lights shooting off, my first thought is, well, what kind of airplane is that?
And he says that he can report these sightings to air traffic control and aviation authorities, but because they are not immediate safety issues, they don't really go anywhere.
If I report through this system, let's say I saw a strange light high up in the sky, well, I'll probably get an email from my chief pilot saying, well, you know, I'm very happy for you, but this is useless. It's like saying, well, this flight I saw the Northern Lights. Well, I'm pretty sure that they will be happy for me, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Christian is not the only pilot with these experiences. Ryan Graves is one of the American Navy fighter pilots who made big waves with their descriptions of strange, inexplicable encounters while flying. Encounters that the sensors on his jet picked up, and in some cases were captured on video. Ryan is no longer in the Navy, but he testified to Congress in 2023 about the unexplained objects he's seen in U.S. airspace over Virginia Beach in 2014. He described them as a dark cube inside a sphere.
We got below the object about 1,000 feet so we could look up and try to see the object against the blue sky. And all our sensors are trained to the object now. Our radar, our other instruments, even our missile, our air-to-air missile on our wing, which seeks IR energy, is screaming at us, we call, because we have a tone indicating a solid lock.
He says other fighter pilots have seen these unknown objects but never reported them.
We don't know what it is, and we really didn't have a way to report it. It went up the chain to some level, but with those vague details, it never really went anywhere.
Both Christian and Ryan say other pilots don't talk about these sightings in public, because most other pilots, unlike them, are afraid of how it could damage their career or reputation. Here's Christian.
A pilot comes forward saying, well, I saw a UFO, something that I cannot explain. He will get the stigma of, oh, this guy, he saw little green men, he saw aliens.
Ryan is working to change that and to create a place to collect this kind of information. He founded a nonprofit called Americans for Safe Aerospace, along with other former military pilots.
We want to have a formalized reporting system that pilots can be credentialed, commercial pilots can be credentialed and authorized, and yet still remain anonymous in the system if they want. And we're going to be looking to standardize the flow of information so that we can have more consistent reports. Right now, we're handling these reports by hand, one by one.
They want some kind of system that pilots from anywhere around the world can use to report sightings, a system that scientists can tap into to look through the data and compare what Ryan saw to what Christian saw, for instance. The company Enigma Labs says that system now exists, and they created it. It's a smartphone app where people can report things they see in the sky. People can send a picture, along with a record of what angle and direction the phone is pointed in. The app can also show you all the known objects in the sky, overlaid on top of whatever the camera sees. Journalist Alejandro Rojas is the head of content and research.
It's kind of an AR screen where you can open up the camera and point it at the sky, and it'll show you all of the different things that are up there. So, for example, if there are satellites, and this is grabbing from other databases, planes, stars and planets, and that sort of thing. And that's helpful because then when someone turns that on, they can say, oh, okay, it looks like I'm actually looking at a star, or I'm looking at a satellite.
Alejandro says people often mistake Starlink satellites or bright planets for something more mysterious. The app has been available for the past few months. He says they are getting 20 to 50 sightings a day, and their team evaluates each one. The goal is to build a database and train an algorithm to find the best sightings. But the app has its critics.
It's a nice idea. I really don't think that you're going to get that much useful data out of it.
Astrophysicist Cecilia Levy consults for a nonprofit scientific organization called UAPX.
Unless you have a Star Trek tricorder with you, which is a very different story, right? And then you can have everybody with their tricorder taking out literally every kind of data at once, you know? But that's not realistic. That's not what we have.
She says smartphone cameras are not going to cut it for this endeavor. Her group has a different approach. One of her collaborators is fellow astroparticle physicist Matthew Shadagas. They're both associate professors of physics at the University of Albany.
What we want to do is try to avoid the situation of another single grainy, low-quality photo or video of something unidentified in the sky.
Their plan is to go to supposed hotspots for these type of sightings with low-light cameras, infrared cameras, and radiation detectors, and take a lot of data over time. Matthew says looking for these unknown objects in the sky is like trying to see a rare animal in the wild.
You need cameras running 24/7. You don't know, for example, when the animal is going to walk by your trail cam. When is the deer going to, you know, saunter by?
They did one trip off the coast of California 2 years ago and collected a lot, terabytes of data. But what did they actually capture? They now want to study this and publish papers that their colleagues can peer review.
We have to make this an international collaboration of scientists, not including, you know, the drunk uncle that was on the bench at the park one night and saw something.
NASA's Panel on Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, UAPs, ultimately recommended both of these approaches, the high-tech gear scientific approach and the citizen science model. They decided that NASA should make some way to collect better data on unknown things in the sky that everyone can contribute to. But NASA should also help this effort since they already know how to collect and process vast amounts of data. Astrophysicist Federica Bianco from the University of Delaware is on the NASA panel. She says that aside from the technological issues, there's also the issue of how to find and get through to people who don't already have their minds made up one way or the other.
the main obstacle, I think, in this field is going to be the intrinsic bias that we have about the topic, whether it is as skeptics or as believers. That everybody that comes into this conversation kind of has a position.
She says there are a lot of technological problems with data collection, but ultimately the big challenge with bias is that it is a human problem.
That was Alan Yu reporting.